Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill. I'm the pastor of Providence Church. We are a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America located in Evansville, Indiana. It's great to have you here with me again this morning for a Wednesday, December 30th, 2020. This is edition number 57. This morning, we're going to consider Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. But let's pray first, and then we'll look at these verses. Father, now as we come to your word, we pray that you'd give us strength and help and kindness and mercy, that you would show forth your favor to your people, that your word would be a light unto our path. It would guide the way we live. It would give us instruction and help. We pray that you'd be merciful to us and that you would cause us to mature to full manhood, that we would grow up in Christ in the knowledge, in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Conform us more and more into his image, we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 7, reading down through verse 11. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven, Father who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Now here we're obviously talking about the subject of prayer. Once again, Jesus comes back to this very subject, and it's interesting the verbs that are given in verse 7, ask, seek, knock. These are verbs that are used in such a way that we keep on asking, we keep on seeking, we keep on knocking. We don't just pray one time for something and then give up. We need to be persistent in our prayer life. We need to keep praying and keep begging and keep pleading with the God of heaven for whatever it is we are asking. Now, oftentimes we give up too soon, and then we never see the blessing of answered prayer in that area. It was the Puritans who would often say, or they would say, and I forget who said it, but it was a Puritan, I think, who said that we need to pray through our problems. That as we're enduring the strife and difficulties of this life, we keep praying through it. As we're experiencing it, we keep praying through it. We keep asking, we keep seeking, and we keep knocking for that which we desire. But this passage, the context really of these verses is specifically arranged in such a way that it's actually speaking about the gift of the Holy Spirit that God promises to each of his children as they ask, seek, and knock in prayer. If we go to the parallel text in Luke chapter 11, it's spelled out for us very clearly there, beginning in verse 9. And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And so if these are the same events, the subject matter of what we are asking, seeking, and knocking for is in fact the Holy Spirit. And so here in this text, we have a bona fide promise from God in heaven to give to his children that very person of the Godhead, the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit, the other comforter, the other parakletos, the one who teaches and instructs us through his word, the one who penned it. And we have then a sure confidence that we will receive that. Even as Jesus tells us there in verse 8, for everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. These are verses, again, just like the previous devotional, these are verses that have been abused by well-meaning Christians, I guess, part and parcel of the health and wealth gospel, who think that every time you ask, if you have enough faith, God is going to give you whatever you ask for. So if you want a Mercedes, ask for a Mercedes. You got enough faith. You've already received it. You just hadn't shown up yet. You know, if you don't have enough money in the bank, ask God for, you know, the money and believe it by faith and never utter a negative word about it. And eventually, you know, God will drop that money in the bank somehow. Okay, that's bunk. It's a heresy that is propagated mostly upon the American people, but maybe other affluent nations. It doesn't work everywhere, of course. It is the health and wealth gospel. It's destructive. And they abuse these verses here when they talk about asking, seeking, and knocking. And you will receive. But if the context is kept in view, we note the context is receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's the gift that we receive. So it's a bona fide promise to God's people. As you seek help from Him, He will give you the Holy Spirit, who will help you in with whatever circumstance you are facing. It is one of the verses that I think of often prior to preaching, that my Father in heaven would grant to me the Holy Spirit so that the preached word would be a powerful demonstration of the Spirit as it goes forward. And I don't have to hope for it as though He won't grant it to me. In fact, He's promised to give me the Holy Spirit. And so I'm thankful for that promise, and it gives me comfort as I stand in the pulpit each Lord's Day and proclaim His word to His people. But it's not just for pastors who preach. It's for every one of God's children, even as Jesus draws that parallel there between earthly fathers and the heavenly Father. Clearly, as a father, I'm a father. Many of you are fathers. But even moms, it goes both ways, I guess. But when your child asks you for something and it's in your power to do it and you don't see any damage or wrong in it, are you not going to give that to them? If they're hungry, you're going to give them a sandwich. If they need water, you're going to give them a glass of water or whatever it is they want to drink. You're going to give, and you do give good gifts to your children, albeit imperfectly. And the good gift, the best gift the Father in heaven gives to us is His Spirit. And later in John's Gospel, we read of that very action where Jesus promises the Holy Spirit in John 14. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Let a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father and you in me and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Now in verse 25, these things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. And so we have this promise given to us by the Savior himself, that from the Father and the Son proceeds the Holy Spirit. And as you ask for help from the Spirit, the Father is pleased to grant him to you. So it's a very encouraging thing as Jesus lays it out here for us. As we seek, as we ask and seek and knock, the Spirit will be gifted to us each time we ask. Well, I trust these times are a blessing for you. I hope they are. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me. The information is there before you. So until next time, trust the Lord will bless you and keep you and help you as you walk with Him this day. God bless.